I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Today, the government released its first estimate of fourth quarter gross domestic product. That's the total of all goods and services produced in this country. 4% is the figure. It's far less impressive than the 8.2% recorded in the third quarter, but still, it's okay. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what were the experts expecting for GDP growth in the fourth quarter?
Well, what they call the consensus estimate was 4.8%. That's when they survey all the economists and say, what do you think it's going to be? And this first number from the Commerce Department, as you said, is 4%, so 4.8 versus 4. I asked economist Cynthia Latta over at Global Insight for her take on the news.
Oh, it's a very good year, and 4% is very good growth. It's just a come down after you've had 8.2%, but I don't think consumers or anyone else can keep increasing his spending at that kind of pace for very long. So a slowdown was inevitable.
So again, most economists were expecting that fourth quarter growth would be about half what it was in the third quarter. That's just about what they got, 4% instead of 4.8%. So this big drop isn't a big surprise.
It's not a surprise for the economists, but what about the rest of us? Why does the drop happen? Why do those figures change like that?
Well, as Cynthia mentioned, there was almost no way that the economy could sustain that kind of growth, the 8.2%. You might remember when that number came out, we talked about all the unique factors that quarter had that generated an enormous amount of consumer spending. The tax cuts kicked in. There was a mortgage refinancing frenzy that also put more money in people's pockets. And the effect of those things, the tax cuts and the refi, kind of faded away in the fourth quarter. So it was really inevitable that you'd have a fading of GDP growth as well. And we should probably mention, Alex, that for the year, the economy grew 3.1%. And that is the best showing since the year 2000, just before the end of the stock market boom.
Tess, people are talking about another number today as well. And that is new White House figures show a potential $520 billion deficit on the way. What are economists saying about how that's going to affect growth for the rest of the year?
Well, it's really a matter of whether it is just this year, which they say probably won't be as much of a problem, or whether it becomes a cyclical thing and something that's going to get worse over time. So that's really going to determine how things affect the rest of the economy. And by the way, that White House estimate is even larger than what the Congressional Budget Office was estimating earlier this week, which was $477 billion. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're following economic growth in another country, the effect of 8% GDP in 1 year on a Beijing neighborhood.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.